This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers say they're concerned the state's new towing laws are not being implemented correctly. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Democratic lawmakers sent a letter to the Public Utilities Commission this week saying they believe their law isn't being adopted as intended. The agency is the top regulator for towing companies in Colorado. Its proposed rules require customers to repay outstanding debts within 90 days of collecting a vehicle. But lawmakers argue the state's new laws around towing prohibit a fixed deadline. Since the letter, a judge has delayed adopting the new rules and will approve a new set in late September. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
An annual celebration featuring dozens of hot air balloons gets underway in Colorado Springs tomorrow. The three-day Labor Day liftoff features music, an Air Force skydiving demonstration, balloon glows, and more. It takes place at Memorial Park east of downtown and opens at 5 a.m. each day. Balloons take flight 2 hours later at 7. Attendance is free. A Coloradan won a stage yesterday in one of the biggest bike races in the world. Seth Kuss of Durango won the mountainous sixth stage of the Vuelta a España. In doing so, Kuss climbed to second place overall in the three-week race. The race resumes today and runs through September 17th. This is CPR News and KRCC. Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon when we'll hear a story about record-breaking hailstorms in Colorado. As for what's coming up next, it's Friday, so that means a new episode of Science Friday. And speaking of Colorado's weather, today it is a warmer day, and it should be pretty warm and dry along the Front Range. The western slope can expect some thunderstorms throughout the weekend into Monday.